Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah,
we have a crowd today.
Oh, great.
We have Bryant.
Okay, hold on, Bryant.
Malik. Lennon with William, right? William.
Lennon? Hold on, slow down. You have Brian, Malik, and Lennon.
Monique.
And Lennon. They William.
Lenny
William. Well,
Lenny. Lenny.
Better known as Rose.
Okay.
Okay, so I have Mom, Daddy Gentle, Brian, Monica, and Lenny.
No, Monique, girl.
Hold on. I get it. Monique. Okay. Good evening.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing, Daniel?
I'm okay, how you doing?
Great. Good evening, Doug,
yes.
Bruce.
yes, good evening.
How you doing?
Good.
Okay, good evening, Hubert.
Yes, greetings, shalom.
Okay, all right. Yeah, Bruce. Okay, welcome everyone. Well, so far we have Mom, Daddy Gentle, Brian, Monique, Lenny, Daniel, Bruce, and Hubert. Good evening.
Good evening.
Miss Allen?
Yes, ma'am.
Welcome.
Huh?
Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and start reading with Genesis chapter 3 while we're waiting on others to join in on the call. Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. Auntie okay. Betty?
Yes.
Hold on a minute.
Good evening.
Good evening. How y'all doing?
Hello, my children.
All right.
I'm going to call you. I'm on that other line. I'll call you as soon as I get off. All right. You going?
Okay. Genesis chapter 3. The serpent was the craftiest of all the creatures the Lord God had made. So the serpent came to the woman. Really, he asked, none of the fruit in the garden? God says you mustn't eat any of it. Of course we may eat it, the woman told him. It's only the fruit from the tree at the center of the garden that we are not to eat. God says we mustn't eat it or even touch it or we will die. That's a lie, the serpent hissed. You'll not die. God knows very well that the instant you eat it, you will become like him. For your eyes will be open. You will be able to distinguish good from evil. The man was convinced how lovely and fresh looking it was, and it would make her so wise. So she ate some of the fruit and gave some to her husband, and he ate it too. And as they ate it, suddenly they became aware of their nakedness and was embarrassed. So they strung fig leaves together to cover themselves around the hips. Amen.
Amen.
Genesis 1 through 7. I think we pretty much have our crowd going on, so we're going to go ahead and get started with this meeting. First of all, I must apologize to you guys for last week. I tell you, Satan worked overtime, but he cannot beat us. God, with God, all things are possible. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to go... We're going to go right on into our program. And let's see. I'm going to go ahead and do another roll call to make sure that I have everyone. If I miss you, please let me know. I have Mom, Daddy Gentle, Brian, Monique, Lenny, Daniel, Bruce, Hubert, Miss Allen, Auntie Carrie, and Auntie Betty. Amen. Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the opening prayer and the blessing of the prayer line. Dear Heavenly Father, first we would like to thank you for all that you do for us. We thank you for your love, for mercy, and we thank you for patience, and we thank you for understanding. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you order our steps this week. And lead and guide us the way that you want us to go according to your will. Help us to continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Help us to love one another as you have loved us. We ask that you expand our territory. Show us the way you want us to go. Allow us to wear the suit of armor this week to protect us from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. In Jesus' name. We ask that you remove anything and everything that is not of you away from our prayer service tonight. Allow us to feel and hear your word. This week, we will fight a good fight, and we will run a good race, and we'll keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. Thank you for your Son who died for our sins, for he is our Lord and Savior. We ask that you breathe the Holy Spirit in all of us. Allow the Holy Spirit to work in us, through us, and with us. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, I'm just going to go down the list here. And if you have some good news to share with us, please do so. If not, just say pass. First of all, I'm going to start out with Mom. I have some background noise. Can someone control that for me, please? Thank you. Okay, I have Mom. Any good news you have to share with us tonight?
Well, I'm going to read The Lord of the Dance.
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay. I dance in the morning when the world won't be gone, and I dance in the moon and the stars and the sun. And I came down from heaven, and I danced on earth. At Bethlehem, I had my birth. I danced for the scribes and the Pharisees, but they would not dance, and they would not follow me. I danced for the fishermen, for James and John. They came to me. And the dance went on. I danced on the Sabbath when I cursed the lamb. The holy people said it was a shame. They whipped and they stripped and they hung me high. And they left me there on the cross to die. I danced on a Friday and the sky turned black. It's hard to dance with the devil on your back. They buried my body, and I was gone. But I am the dance, and I still go on. They cut me down, and I leaped up high. I am the life that never, never died. I live in you if you live in me. I am the Lord of the dance, says he. Dance then, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, says he, and I lead you all wherever you may be. I lead you all in the dance, says he. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. Okay, I have Daddy Gentle. Any good news you have to share with us tonight?
Yes, I have a very good news.
Amen. Bring it on.
It's still really good stuff. Not with the big stuff, not with the good stuff. Which is no more wine. We find that in John 2:1-4. I'm going to read four verses.
Amen.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
And the third day that was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus were called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus says unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. And then in verse 1,
you want to care about it, man? Yes.
In verse 1, the wedding was a major social event in the Jewish culture.
Hey.
It was a very definite festive occasion, and guests were invited from the surrounding area. The Mary's name appeared for you. It is possible that she was an immediate family member, family friend. And no more wine, I won't read all that, but and no more wine is that when the first miracle Jesus performed was when he turned water into wine. And when he gave it, the servant taking wine to the governor, he changed and he said, in many cases, you know, the bad wine I will be poisoning and bad leg. Last sometime you go to a bootlegger house. We don't know about that, but we heard that one. Go to the bootlegger house, he gets y'all teed up, and he'll give you anything he want to give you to drink. And so in this case, the bet was laid, what Jesus made turn the water into wine, and the governor said, save the bet for last. And that's what we call the good stuff.
Amen. Okay,
amen.
Do I have Auntie Dot joining in with us tonight?
Yes.
Are you
Kira.
By yourself? And Kira. Welcome. Welcome, Kira. Okay. Amen. Thank you, Mr. Gentle. Okay, next we're moving on to Brian. Brian, anything you want to share with the group tonight?
I just want to say I love everybody. And remember, God owns everything, so don't be asking for nothing.
Amen. Oh, thank you for
amen.
That. Okay, next I have on my list is Monique.
No, I pass. Yes. Okay, I'll pass.
Okay. Lenny, any good news you want to share with us tonight?
No, I'm just asking everybody to pray for us, my family, and for everything.
Okay. All right.
Amen.
Okay, Daniel, anything you want to share with us tonight?
I'm sorry, and say a special prayer for my brother-in-law, Michael Moody.
Michael Moody?
Yes.
Do we want to add him to the sick and shut-in list?
Yeah.
Amen. Until I'm on new cuz.
You heard that?
What was that?
A new cousin.
Okay, amen. Growing family. Amen. Okay, Daniel, have any good news to share with us tonight?
I just want to say hey to everybody, and I want to read a little bit. Yeah, I will not read Lord have mercy to me. Rejoice in the Lord always. And I say, rejoice. And I'm reading from Philippians 4:4.
Amen.
Amen.
Let your mind be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for things, but in everything shall by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving and your request be made known unto God.
I will own the line. Let me call
and
you back.
Peace of God, which is passive in all understanding, to keep your heart and your mind through Jesus Christ. I want to jump to 19 on that. But God, but my God, wait a minute, let me get it right. But my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and his glory by Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Daniel. Okay, next I have Bruce. Any good news you have to share with us tonight?
Yeah, I actually want to just share a little bit. Like, I actually heard a sermon yesterday on the radio. I'm going to take a few things out of that and share with y'all. He actually came out of 2 Chronicles, the 29th chapter. And basically his message was remove, restore, and replace. And in that message, the 29th chapter focuses on Hezekiah, one of David's sons. And basically, at that particular time, he was 25 years old, and he became the king of Israel. And in that particular time, it was a lot of troubles and tribulations that they were going through. But in all of that, Hezekiah knew, basically, the first thing he did was he knew he had to clean up the house of God. And basically by cleaning up the house of God, he knew that God would take care of his house. So when you're dealing with problems and tribulations, it's not so much what you're doing carnally, it's what you do spiritually. And as people, we got to understand that we got to clean out the inside, sort of like a colonic or a colonoscopy. If you ever had one, you know the doctors will go in and soften everything up on the inside and get all of that mess up out of you. And we got to be able to know how to remove, restore, and replenish. Man will look at you from the outside in, but God looks at you from the inside out, and it starts with the heart. So just remember to remove, restore, and replenish. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Thank you for that, Bruce. And I do have LaToya to join in with us tonight.
Yes, and Kadarius.
And Kadarius. Welcome. Welcome to the Family Weekly Prayer Service. Okay, next I have in line is Hubert. Share some good news with us tonight. Amen.
Amen. I'd like to tell you all, like Loretta started off, first of all, I would like to say greetings, grace, and peace to you all from God our Father, Jehovah. And I'll let you know that it's not hard being a servant of the Lord. The closer you get to him, the more wickedness you have to fight. But we have to endure it to the end.
Amen.
And the devil is busy. said that's why we had to repent from our sins that we were born in, because we didn't have to come. And then we have to repent from our own personal sin that we developed for growing up in this world from which we don't belong, we're just passing through. But God blesses us in being to be able to bless others. That's our whole purpose, our purpose. That was the purpose why we was created, for
no,
his
I
good pleasure.
So
we just study to show ourselves approval to the God that created us all, and the spirit that is in us is him. So that make us a family, Elohim, the family of God, sons and daughters of the living God, of right now God. And I also like to say the Lord has been blessing, opening up doors, pouring out blessings. And it's a spiritual war going on, and we have to be strong and fight and endure to the end and fight a good battle, the battle of faith. And keep believing. Don't take no thoughts of tomorrow, for tomorrow take thoughts of itself. Take no thoughts of what you shall put on, what you shall eat. Isn't the life worth more than raiment, when the Lord shall destroy the belly and the meat? So we shouldn't try to put our mind upon things that are down here on this earth and get bound down, entangled in the cares of this world. We'll also be focused on God's words. As they continue on his words, then are you his disciples indeed. And also, I would like to say that may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in his sight, from whom I study to show myself approved. I once was like a child. I thought like a child. But as I grew old and grew to know him, that's why I was put in his purpose of being a man, to learn of God. And it's a gift and a blessing to learn of him while you're young, in your youth, when you're strong, and you know the truth. When you get old, it's a long journey, and we pray that it won't be in the winter for some. We have not taken a step out in faith on the journey back into our God. He said, return to me, and I shall return back to you. But he ain't going to force us. All he wants us to do is just love him, like he loves us unconditionally. He gave his only begotten son. And he has no pleasure in the wicked mind, because he has set up a salvation so we all can be saved. For none will glorify themselves from judgment day, not at the face of God. For he shared his glory with no one, and all men have sinned. He came short of that glory. So we're not another man's servant. We must be aware of the world warfare that is taking place in Bella's nine house. He just occupied until he comes. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of his scorn. For he delights in the law of the Lord. And in the law does he meditate day and night. He should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, who leaves never fade, who bringeth forth his fruit in due season. Yet they continue in his words. If thou disciple of the great, black, terrible, dreadful God from which we serve by the KJV 1611, Yahweh, and his son Yahshua, the anointed one, then why don't we live that way every day? Not just one day. Keep him first in all that we do. He said, the heaven and the earth is mine and all that's in between. And when he made the heavens and the earth, he did all this in 7 days. And he said, on the seventh day before he rest, on the sixth day, he said, it's good. After every day he made, he said, good. So where all this wickedness and evil coming from is not made of God. It's man doing, deceiving us, having us to believe a lie. So we become consumers instead of entrepreneurs. To be able to handle our God business, to be able to serve and praise our God. But I don't mean to step on nobody's toes. I won't be long with it. And I would like to wish my peace and blessing upon the new, the bride and the groom of the wedding to come. Bless Allah, bless God, Wadida, love God, and Baruch Yah, praise God. Shalom, shalom.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Hubert. Next, I have Miss Allen. Share some good news with us tonight.
No, not tonight. I just want to say hello and hello, Lynn.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Hello.
Okay. Next I have Auntie Carrie. Good news to share with us tonight?
I pass.
Okay. And next in line is Auntie Betty. Good news to share with us tonight?
Yes, I'm going to sing.
Amen. Oh. Praise the Lord. Woo, we got a singer.
Got the whole world in his hand. He 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 got my father and my mother in his hand. He got my brother and my sister in his hand. He got my son and my daughter in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the sun and the rain in his hand. He got the moon and the stars in his hand. He got the wind and the cloud in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the river and the mountain in his hand. He got the ocean and the sea in his hand. He got you and got me in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got everybody here in his hand. He got everybody there in his hand. He got everybody everywhere in his hand. He got the whole world 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 in his hand.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Okay, next we're going to move on to Kadarius. Anything you have to share with us tonight?
Yes.
That's the only question.
God is love and Jesus is your Lord and Savior. Amen.
Kadarius, can you repeat that? I could barely hear you.
God is love and Jesus is your, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay, next I have Kira. Anything you would like to share with us tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. God, Jesus loves me, and no matter what happened to us, he still gonna love us. Amen.
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 Amen. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, next I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you want to share with us tonight?
I pay.
Okay, and I have, next I have Latoya.
I pass.
Amen. Okay. Thank you all for sharing with us tonight. Once again, welcome you all to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer, and we will now go into our sick and shut-in. So if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you send your healing hands down and touch our sick and shut-ins. We are praying for Uncle Champ, Uncle Oliver, Malachi, DeMarcus, Billy Mitchell, Billy Morgan, Vastai, Mary Lowe, Uncle Dave, Mary Ann, Maxine, Daniel Zeke, Vicki Hussman, Lenny and family, Jeremy Dawson, Tony, the Wells family, Miss Walker, and Michael Moody, and anyone else that we are not aware of that stand in the need of a prayer. We ask that you lift them up and let them know that you are in charge and that you have the last word. We are gathered here tonight to give you honor and to praise your name, for we all know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. We plead the blood over all of us that is ill, from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, for there is power in the blood. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you, and we thank you in advance for the healing that you are doing right now in the name of Jesus. Let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, next we're going to move right on into birthdays. I have listed for the week of March 25th through May 1st. What did I say?
May.
April. Okay, April. Sorry. For March 25th through April 1st, I have John, I have Brooklyn, I have Niera, and I have Keisha. Any other birthdays?
Yes, Isaiah.
Isaiah.
Uh-huh, and Dwight.
And Dwight.
Mm-hmm.
Regal birthday just passed.
Regal. Okay.
Regal.
Okay, now I'm in need of someone to sing the birthday song for me. Any volunteer for the birthday song?
Yes, I will. Maybe there's no one else.
Man. Okay, go ahead, amen.
You were talking to me?
Amen, Hubert, go ahead.
Oh, okay, Slicka, I'm sorry, Slicka, excuse me. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday on this sunny day. We all came to say,
doom, 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 doom.
On your very special day.
Doom, doom, doom.
Happy Earth Day to ya. Happy Earth Day to ya. Happy birthday. Yeah.
Amen. And many, many more. Ooh, amen. Thank you for that.
Amen.
Okay, now we're going to move right on into praise and testimony. So if anyone have any praise, report, testimony they would like to share with the group tonight.
I would just like to share that when we came to Phoenix, we had a bumpy ride and the plane turned sideways. But I thank God for saving us so we had a good landing.
Amen. Amen. Okay, any other praise report, testimony?
I would like to add on to that. Since we done got through the storm, we're in Arizona, and I am enjoying my extended family, and we just have a good time here. We're going to take care of it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. before I go into the closing, I'm asking for one last call for anything anyone would like to share before we go into the closing.
Yeah, and I want to thank God for bringing my uncle down and my auntie down safe and continue praying and blessing us.
Amen. Excuse me.
Amen.
Okay, Daniel, was that you?
Yes, ma'am. I would like to say it's a blessing to be breathing today. And every day you breathe, it's a blessing. Amen.
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 Amen. God is good. Okay, the closing will come from the reading of Matthew 6 and 9. I do need a volunteer for the closing prayer. Going once. Going twice.
You give me time to find it, I read it.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
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 What'd you say? Let's be sick. Oh, y'all. Okay, probably ready for closing now. You ready for it now?
Unless someone else have anything else to say, I am ready for the closing prayer.
Oh, okay. And
Matthew 6, what now?
Matthew 6, 9.
Okay. Let me put my eye back on.
Okay, and everybody bow their head for the closing prayer. Led by Daddy Gentle.
Okay. After this manner, therefore, pray you, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. And all the God cheer and say,
Amen. Okay, that concludes our prayer service for tonight. I have to let everyone know that Angela is normally the host, and she's in her book club meeting, and may God bless that meeting. And I want to thank you all for joining us in this gathering tonight with the Nethams family weekly prayer service. I wish you all have a blessed week and keep God first. Amen.
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 Jesus loves you and so do I. Have a blessed week.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
God bless Keisha wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Love you all.
Yes.
Love you.
That's it.
One word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say. I just wanna hear you. So
I can hear it.
But look at me, I'm a jigger with a lost spirit.
But every time you come around and speak words of life, words cut the candles off like a knife.
I'm so sick of negatives, redundant, repetitive.
You can make it go away, all you have to do is say.
Good night, everyone. The Nettles Family Weekly Prayer Service. Amen.